You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
We are ready to go to get the weekend underway. Welcome into the Gym Class here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. Great to have you with us here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour on a Friday. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac Elzingall with you, and we got a good show coming up for you. Going to give somebody out there a chance to win a $30 gift card with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. We'll get the panel together toward the end of the program here today, and we will make our picks for the AFC and the NFC Championship games, some prop picks as well, so we will do that coming up before 4 o'clock here today. Before that, we will talk about those games. We'll take a look at Iowa and Penn State coming up tonight, the weekend of basketball, and a whole lot more. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to interact with us, we appreciate you listening. Also love when you interact with us, whether it's on the text line or the phone line. Again, that's 319-366-1600 on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. And Mark joining us. Let me bring in Isaac first. Isaac, hello. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
It's a little bit warmer in the studio for you today than it had been, so things seem like things maybe got fixed for you.
Yeah, it's 70 balmy degrees in here. Happy for us.
That was not me, by the way. That I came in, I was like, oh, that looks pretty good to me. So.
Hey, that's a win on a Friday here today. I bring in Mark Dukes today and wish Mark a very happy show anniversary today, as it was on this day, 18 years ago, that we had our very first program on the KGYM airwaves together back in 2007. So it is our anniversary. We start year number 19 today, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Scott. Good afternoon to you and Isaac and everyone. And yeah, when somebody proposes to you, you never forget that. And I guess you were a big part of that. I know you were a big part of that, among others. And like I've told people many times, many places, it's often the best hour of my day. And I appreciate all the support from the station, the sponsors, and certainly the listeners out there. Thanks.
Yeah, I echo your sentiments exactly. Couldn't do it without all the support from everybody out there internally as well. And, thanks to all the sponsors and to the listeners as well, because obviously, we wouldn't be here if you were not tuning in. There will not be a parade or anything like that today, but, you know, we wanted to throw it out there that year number 19 starts today. We will make it better than year number 18 and better than all of the other years. That is our goal each and every time. 319-366-1600. That is the text line, phone line as well. Same digits, 319-366-1600. You didn't know this was such an auspicious day, did you, Isaac, when you woke up today?
Not when I woke up, but I did know once Mark sent the tweet out, and I retweeted it on the 1600 platform there.
Aha! So the kitty was out of the bag.
Yeah, I had about, 30 minutes notice or so.
Aha, very good. Well, thank you, and Andrew, and everybody for helping out with the program. Iowa basketball tonight. Hawkeyes and the Penn State Nittany Lions from down at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. That is slated for an 8 o'clock start, and that will be on FS1 coming up this evening, as Iowa will try to stop a skid, three-game skid, where let's just say things have not gone well for the Hawkeyes. We have talked about it quite a bit over the last two programs. What is going on with this team? What can be done to improve this team? Does this program need to go and look in a different direction, perhaps? We've discussed a lot of it, not only on our show, but also with Todd's show in the morning and Spencer in the afternoon, who follows us, by the way, from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock here this evening. But today is more of a, okay, it's time, time to roll up the sleeve and get things done tonight, Mark. And I don't know if it's a absolute, I guess it's a must-win situation tonight for Iowa. I think it's a must-look-a-whole-lot-better situation tonight, certainly for the Hawkeyes. You take a loss tonight, it's 12-8, and things are just looking pretty bleak from here on out. But we'll see what happens tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Well, that was really the case against Minnesota, too, and that didn't work out so well. But this is not a great Penn State team, but certainly a formidable one, especially the way Iowa has been playing with Ace Baldwin, one of the better players in the Big Ten, in my mind, and a seven-footer in the middle, a guy like Nick Kern. There's six guys averaging in double figures for Penn State, so it's not like you can focus on one person. So Iowa's going to have to play, you know, very solid defense. Both teams averaging more than 80 points a game, so you would expect it to be a fairly high-scoring game. And I guess as we analyze this thing, we're assuming anybody still cares about this team.
I'm going to be interested to see what the attendance is like down in Iowa City tonight. It's a late game.
It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good.
I think it's going to be better than Tuesday just because it's not bitterly cold and it's toward the weekend a little bit more. But again, it's an 8 o'clock game. Again, it's butting up against high school basketball, girls and boys high school basketball around the state. And what happened Tuesday night certainly is not going to help things at Carver Hawkeye Arena. So I'm kind of curious to see how it all plays out. Yannick Konen Niederhauser, one of the great nicknames. I've heard people call him the Swiss Alp. Inside, because he is from Switzerland. It all makes sense, Isaac, right?
Yeah, I don't know about makes sense, but I can see how they got there. At least.
7 foot, 250 pounder, who patrols the middle for the Penn State Nittany Lions. Done a pretty decent scorer at 12.5 a game, brings in 6.5 rebounds, and it doesn't take a basketball genius to figure out Ace Baldwin is going to take it at Iowa, and if he can't get to the bucket, he's going to try to get Niederhauser down there and post up. I mean, that's been the formula of success against Iowa as of late, especially this year. And like I said, it doesn't take a basketball genius to figure that out.
No, and other teams are going to do the same thing. If you watched any part of the Maryland-Illinois game last night when Maryland took apart Illinois on its home court behind two guys, Queen and Reese. They were tremendous underneath, and those are the types of players and types of matchups that are really, really going to be worrisome for Iowa.
I would like to take this opportunity, and thank you, Mark, for reminding me of it myself. And I will speak for Kevin Lehman as well. As yesterday, we pretty much jinxed the Fighting Illini of Illinois. I'd like to take this time and apologize to Brad Underwood vehemently and say that I'm very sorry that we said that you were outside of Michigan State the best team in the Big Ten. Now, Illinois didn't have their 6'11 guy in last night. So, yes, they got beat by 19. They got absolutely shredded inside, but they were not at 100%.
I think it's still a dangerous team, and a lot of squads have, you know, laid an egg. Mainly on the road, though. This is at home by 19 points. And Maryland did everything. I mean, it didn't make a three until there were 12 minutes left in the game. It was all inside, and Illinois couldn't stop it.
I was surprised by it. I got to say, I was very much shocked by the fact that Maryland took them apart. I mean, winning in Champaign like that was pretty impressive, even without Illinois at full strength. I mean, they went in there and they had a chip on their shoulder. And they actually took it out on him. 319-366-1600. There is good basketball news, Mark. As people continue to compile lists of possible successors to Fran McCaffrey, Fran McCaffrey keeps going out and putting together one of the best, if not the best, all-around recruiting classes during his tenure at Iowa, and he got another one last night.
Yeah, some are describing this kid as the second-best recruit for Fran McCaffrey in his tenure. His name is Joshua Lewis. He's described as a 4-star, 6'7" wing out of Tampa, Florida, rated by 24/7 Sports as the number 44 recruit in the nation. That's pretty good. And he picked Iowa over, reportedly, over Auburn, Marquette, Michigan State, and North Carolina State, among others. He had originally committed to South Florida, but the head coach, untimely death there, and Lewis decided to look elsewhere. And he was in Iowa City for that route that Iowa posted over Indiana. It seemed like a long time ago.
Felt like a long time ago. So right now, Iowa has the number 21 recruiting class in the country. And that includes Lewis, includes the 6'10 kid inside. Fran McCaffrey's putting things together. And whether that may... you can't read too much into things. There's still a long way to go. Half of the Big Ten basketball season is still left in front of Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa Hawkeyes. Is this thing going to do a 180 and turn around? No, I don't see that with the personnel that Iowa has right now. But weirder things have happened. Weirder things have happened. Cyclone Tim, I picked your Reds last year. I promise you I will not pick the Cincinnati Reds again this year to win the National League Central. I will spare you that misery. So even if I think the Reds are going to win it, I am not going to pick the Reds just because I'm going to help you out. But a good get for Iowa.
It was. And you know, the whole narrative about, maybe Fran is going to retire and, you know, retire to Indiana where his sons are going to be and have been with Connor and Patrick and Jack next year. If that's the narrative, some recruits aren't believing it. And this is all, you know, speculation, evaluation. I don't know how you come up with this guy is the number 44 or 144th. I really don't know how you come up with that number, but it is out there. And, you know, frankly, if in this day and age kids come in and the coach leaves or don't, you know, gets disgruntled, where are they going to go? They're going to go into the portal. So it's not like I don't think recruits ask, Fran, are you going to be there 4 or 5 years from now when I finish up? I think those conversations aren't had anymore.
No, I would agree. 25-37 is going tonight, but only for the Carver Cone.
Do you think the crowd at the McLeod Center tonight could rival that at Carver?
Might be bigger. I got a feeling the crowd at UNI Okie State tonight is going to be bigger than the Iowa basketball crowd.
It might be close. I think it would be awesome to see the McLeod Center packed for wrestling duel there.
They have sold, as of noon, around 4,700 tickets for the duel tonight. And I think we're going to find out a lot more about both of those teams, really. How good is UNI? Can they get a top five? Can they challenge for a top five at the national tournament? I mean, much like basketball, Isaac, there are a lot of wrestling left to go. We know that. But if UNI can, you know, farewell or, gosh, even win this thing tonight with the crowd behind them, that's a big purple feather in their cap.
Yeah, I just want to say, I want to see that place rocking. It's awesome. That's going to be on Flow, which is a bit mixed feelings about how flow operates at times, but it is what it is right now.
Iowa, Ohio State tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Carver Hawkeye. It is going to be rocking. By the way, congratulations. If you did not see, guys, Mark got his $25,000 goal. Mark just does
Ironside.
Not you, Mark. Mark Ironside got his Arctic Plunge goal of $25,000. 319-366-1600. Yeah, Demarion Watson was 6'6", 165 coming into Iowa State, says Cyclone Tim. And good recruits for the new Iowa coach, says 1900. Raveling did that for Dr. Tom. Different situation. That's apples and oranges for the transition from George Raveling to Dr. Tom Davis. I know you can't compare that whole situation. There were good recruits coming in. There were good players that Dr. Tom inherited from George Raveling at that particular time. And Greg, I will not pick your Brewers either. So I can't pick the Brewers and I can't pick the Reds. So I'm down to the Cubs and the Cardinals, basically, you know, flipping a coin. Or the Pirates. I could take the Pirates. I got three teams to choose from now in the National League Central. If anyone's caring about baseball, after the Dodgers keep signing people and paying them in 21-29 or whenever it is. 319-366-1600, 321 here on the program. So, we'll have a lot to look back on Monday for Iowa basketball. Iowa State, the Cyclones in action as well coming up this weekend. And we've got basketball for you right here on 1600 ESPN. Looking forward to that tomorrow morning. And then for Iowa State, the Cyclones will next be in action tomorrow at Arizona State in the afternoon. And that starts the, I guess, desert swing for Iowa State. Then they turn around and play back on Monday night, and that will be a late one. That's a 9:30 start against Arizona coming up. So get your sleep, Cyclone fans, for Monday night, and a big one at the McHale Center when Iowa State goes up against Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona State is only 11-7 on the year, but Kevin Lehman expressed yesterday on our show that this could be a fairly dangerous team. I think Iowa State may have learned its lesson, or a lesson anyway, on that trip to West Virginia. Maybe one of the tougher places to play. It has won on the road at Texas Tech. And, you know, I think Iowa State stands a more than reasonable chance to sweep these games. But, I know Arizona playing very, very well right now. First up is Arizona State. You got to take care of business there.
That is going to be an 11 o'clock tip-off in Tempe. It's a 1 o'clock tip-off here in Eastern Iowa or Central Iowa, whatever the case may be. We got Houston and Kansas tomorrow as well from Fog Allen Fieldhouse at 5:15 tomorrow right here on 1600 ESPN. That should be a dandy. Houston right now leads the Big 12. They are the only undefeated team remaining in the conference. And then on Sunday, we've got the two championship games. We've got Washington at Philadelphia, followed by Buffalo at Kansas City. So a good weekend for you right here. Keep it on 1600 ESPN. Speaking of football, Mark, we will pick these games coming up in a little bit. Some prop bets as well with the panel, with the Emil's Hideaway pick six, and the Jalen Hurts going to wear a little protective brace for the game coming up against the Washington Commanders on Sunday. Does that sway you one way or the other without giving away your pick?
I don't know. He's had some shoulder problems. He's had, a knee problem and whatnot, but I think he's going to be able to play through this. And to answer your question, no, it doesn't sway my pick one way or another.
Doesn't sway my pick one way or another either. Isaac, does it sway you one way or the other?
No, there's a lot of talent around that team regardless. And I think Saquon is a lot more important to how that team operates offensively than Jalen Hurts. No, Jalen Hurts obviously is a quarterback, super important, but it's all running – run first focus for that team.
They got to run the football. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Not that Hurts can't throw it and they don't have guys that can catch it. They do. But, I mean, Saquon went for 2,000 yards.
Yeah, and a lot of people said that Washington had figured something out against Saquon in, what was it, week 16. Saquon still ran for 150 yards in that game. Like, that's a bad Saquon game this year, just to sort of put the year into perspective for him.
Supposed to be nice weather in Philadelphia, by the way, on Sunday. Temperature in the low 40s, so that is good news. We'll not see a repeat of the snow game in the divisional playoff round, so... if you are looking at it from that perspective, keep that in mind as far as the weather is concerned. And not supposed to be too bad in Kansas City as well. We will talk about the Chiefs and the Bills in the AFC coming up here in just a moment or two. In fact, let's get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. Brought to you by Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot, open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. And they've got a delicious menu, and you can read all about it on their website at emilshideaway.com. What do we got?
Speaking of the NFL, two head coaches have been hired. The Raiders made 73-year-old Pete Carroll the oldest head coach in the NFL, in NFL history, by the way. And Jacksonville tab Tampa Bay offensive coordinator Liam Cohn. Linmar has announced that Dwayne Orr will become its new varsity head football coach. Orr previously was the head coach at Mount Vernon for six seasons and was an assistant at Cornell College. Major League Baseball has tweaked the infield shift rule for next season. Now, a team violating the rule will see the batter awarded first base, and any runners will move up a base. The third round of the Farmers Insurance Tournament in San Diego is underway. Cedar Rapidian Zach Johnson began the day tied for 25th place. He is currently even par in his third round, playing the par 5 13th hole, and is in 29th place, so Zach looking to move up. Finally, another golf news. The Old Course, St. Andrews, was selected to host the 2027 Open Championship, and as expected, the Genesis next month will be played at Torrey Pines South Course in San Diego due to the impact of fires in Los Angeles.
Yeah, the fires are unfortunately still not fully contained as of this time, so really the right thing to do, and Torrey Pines will be a good host, and that is why several of the tip-top names that were scheduled to play at the Farmers Insurance this week pulled out, so knowing that in 2 weeks they're going to be right back to Torrey Pines. Now, they'll just play the South Course for the Genesis. They will not, of course, the tournament going on right now, Mark, they play one round on the North Course, one round on the South Course, and then play the final two if you make the cut on the South Course. So there will be a quiz on that coming up later on. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on a Friday edition of the Gym Class program. Now 2537 says I cannot curse their Cubs. So I'm down to two teams. Although as a White Sox fan, that, you know, is not really going to sway my decision. I'm sorry to tell you that, 2537. And Cyclone Tim, you need to address this with your son, who says that if Kansas City wins, they are not going to watch the Super Bowl.
Wonder why?
Why aren't you going to watch the Super Bowl? It's got fun commercials. Got a halftime show I've heard, although I don't usually watch it. I do other things. Don't hate the Chiefs, America. Whoops, sorry there, Isaac.
Again, I told you earlier in the week, I'd rather have everyone in the country hate me and be winning Super Bowls than everyone love me and not win anything.
I want both.
Nope, you can have both. You either get to be very successful and hated, or you get to be loved, but you don't win crap.
All right.
That's you've sold your soul to the devil, so to speak. That's the deal they've made. they get to be super successful.
Everyone hated the Patriots, too.
And now you get hated.
Yep, everybody hated.
Everybody's going to hate the Dodgers in baseball season. That comes with success, guys.
Yes, it does. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and we'll talk a little bit about Buffalo and Kansas City before we get the panel together for this week's edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. Stay with us. More to come after this here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
After a bit of a breezy, cloudy, and fairly seasonable day for us today, we will continue to see those clouds stick around as we head throughout our night tonight. Those will be dropping down into the upper teens with winds still hanging around. But for Saturday, those strong southerly winds will help get temperatures up into those middle 30s with skies gradually clearing out. By Sunday, high pressure settles in that'll allow for plenty of sunshine, but temperatures will be a little bit cooler with those northwesterly winds. Highs will be into those upper 20s, and by next week, you'll certainly start to see those temperatures warm the way up into those lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Garrett Hyde, and that was a check of your latest Iowa's News Now with the first forecast.
You've been hacked. Your thoughts race. What did they get? What do they want? What does this mean for my customers? My business? Stop. Call NCS. They will have a local engineer on site at your business within 24 hours to help. If you get hacked, call NCS at 319-247-7223. Save it to your contacts, 319-247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. Their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quickstar, and some great specials going on right now with the cold weather firmly in place, at least for the end of January. They've got soup. Check it out on special, 36 to 40 ounce cups of soup for $6.99 every Tuesday. You can heat up on those cold, cold winter days. And also, perfect for the family, Quickery Cheese Mountain Pizza on special Thursday and Fridays. Then crust, $6.99 with the traditional specialty crust, just $9.99. It's a quick and easy dinner idea for those busy nights. And you can always pick up some 8-piece fried chicken or 8-piece jumbo chicken tenders. They're just $9.99. right now, as well as Quickery Bagels, assorted varieties on sale, 99 cents each, or 3 for $2.79. Quickstar gets it. Life's busy, and they're here to help you out at your neighborhood Quickstar.
Imagine someone hiding a gambling problem. How exhausting it must be, seeing the losses pile up and feeling powerless to control it. Now imagine it's someone you love, your spouse, your child, your friend. Talk to them to understand where they're coming from, because anyone can have a gambling problem. They just need help getting their life back. Get help for them and you by calling 1-800-BETS-OFF or visiting yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text LION to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text LION to 321-321. That's LION to 321-321.
Back with you on a Friday edition of the Gym Class at 3:33. Tim's got a backup plan, Isaac. Do you read that? He's got a backup plan.
Yeah, it's not as fun. I like having my own party at my own place, though. I've done it for the last couple of years now, and I've enjoyed that a lot more than going somewhere else.
Yeah, I must admit, I cannot watch the Chiefs out in public.
That's
I just can't do it.
Yeah,
I can't do it. I have to watch it in my own home. So
probably safer for everyone involved that way, right?
I'm not violent or anything.
I haven't watched them with you, so I don't know what you act like. I'm just saying, you're the one who said you can't watch it with others.
I'm scaring Spencer. I am not violent watching the Chiefs.
Isaac Scott just doesn't want to take the abuse about Mahomes getting every call.
That's right. I don't want to hear it because inevitably I'll probably say something under my breath. Not to the person, but just under my breath. So why risk it? Why do it? 319-366-1600. Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. That'll be the nightcap on Sunday evening for the AFC Championship. Seventh straight time at Arrowhead Stadium. As one of the, let's see, I want to make sure. Matt in Fairfax texting earlier on the text line. Scott, as a fellow member of Chiefs Kingdom, I'm excited, but a bit nervous. Well, join the club because I'm a bit nervous as well. Buffalo is a team that is due to get there. They showed the four falls of Buffalo last night on ESPN. I don't think that was a good omen at all for me. It's going to be a good game, Mark. I think it's going to be a dandy, and weather's supposed to be decent. Not too warm, not too cold at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday night. Chiefs are a healthier group. So are the Buffalo Bills. Both teams have a key defensive player back into the lineup that did not play in the regular season game at Buffalo. Bills won that, and I think got to be confident going into this game. I think it's going to be a dandy.
Well, with respect to my fellow co-college alum, Marv Levy, the Bills never lose four big games in a row, do they?
Ooh.
Chiefs have gotten them three straight times now when it really counted. And what I really like about these two matchups, they're rivalry games in different respects. You've got the Chiefs and Bills, two of the premier teams, if not the premier teams in the AFC in the last handful of years. And then you've got a division rivalry between Washington and Philadelphia, and they've split games this season. I think that those aspects make for a pretty darn exciting Sunday.
I would agree. I would agree with you. I do think the Chiefs need to get some semblance of a running game going on Sunday evening, whether it's with Kareem Hunt or Pacheco. And Tooney's got to do a good job at left tackle. He's got to keep Von Miller out. Von Miller is going to be going at about 300 miles per hour on Sunday night. Same thing with Epenesa, just everybody on that rush end for Buffalo. And they had success in Buffalo, and they've seen what teams have done to the Chiefs. Now the Kansas City pass rush did their own version of that against Houston last weekend. So whoever's left tackle and right tackle perform better, I think, is going to be good. Keep in mind, everybody that complains about the officials, the bigger and more important the game, the less yellow hankies we see on the field, especially for holding on the offensive line.
Buffalo's a really physical team. I think that might benefit them in this scenario. This, to me, is Buffalo's best chance to beat Kansas City in the playoffs, because everyone still is, I think, expecting the Chiefs to win. But they're saying, like, oh, I think it'll be close, but I think people are still sort of favoring the Chiefs. And so the Bills, I feel like every time they've played in the playoffs before, have kind of gone in as, oh, watch out for the Bills. This is their year. They're finally going to break through. I think some people have sort of lost the faith in the Bills there. So they don't have the weight of being a favorite or anything like that hanging over them. And they can play a little bit looser, a little bit freer, not worry about, I don't know, sort of playing with house money, I guess, is the best way to put it.
They've got some bumps and bruises in their defensive backfield, too. Buffalo does. So kind of interested to see how that plays out. I think the safeties will be in there for Buffalo, but they're not going to be 100%. Nobody's 100% at this time of the year. We'll see. I trust Harrison Butker, though. I trust him more than Bass.
Both teams can kind of play the revenge game. I mean, Kansas City, if they choose to. I mean, Kansas City losing at Buffalo, a game that really means nothing now. And Buffalo losing three times in big situations to Kansas City in the postseason. There's a measure of revenge there. I think it basically comes down to these two particular teams. And I don't have to remind you, Scott, that the Chiefs have won 11 games by one score margin this year. Part of me wonders when that might run out.
Part of me wonders when that might run out, too. And what ESPN said at the top of the hour, 17 straight as a home favorite, I want to say, for the Chiefs?
Probably. That feels right.
Yeah, and they're a point and a half. It did start at 2, so it has been bet down to a point and a half if you're...
I just checked. It's actually 2.5 for Kansas City.
Oh, it's up to 2.5.
On DraftKings.
On DraftKings. Okay. All right. Very good. 0208, as a Jets fan, they even want to see the Bills win. Oh, I get it. 319-366-1600, 340. We're going to take a break. Assemble the panel. Give somebody out there a chance to win a $30 gift card with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. We'll make our picks coming up when we return here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN.
The silly moments, the proud moments, even the hard moments, they're what make life remarkable. And they're why Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield is here for every moment, committed to making healthcare better, more affordable, with more choices for care, and service and coverage that give you peace of mind no matter what comes your way, so you can show up for every tender moment, every brave moment, and every wouldn't miss it for the world moment, knowing that Blue is here for you. Go to Wellmark.com/every moment to find a plan right for you.
Choose family.
Choose friends.
Choose your community.
Choose local.
Choose local for everything. Clothes, food, a deserving charity, a new ride, or a place to keep your nest egg. When you buy from, invest in, or donate to businesses here in the corridor, you help keep our community strong and vibrant.
Choose local.
This message proudly presented by The Villas at Stony Point, Randy's Flooring, Revival Theater Company, and 1600 ESPN.
Adam Schefter here with Vivid Seats. We've got some late-breaking news coming out of the stands. According to multiple sources, Vivid Seats fans are scoring rewards on every purchase and at a rapid pace. Obviously, these rewards are a game-changer, and coupled with their MVP-worthy ticket selection, why get tickets anywhere else? Don't drop the ball this season. Shop with Vivid Seats and earn rewards on every ticket. And as the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code Schefter. That's code Schefter. Transform your yard work game with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Experts and nearly 200,000 homeowners rave about Ego's performance. Gas power without the noise, fuss, or fumes. Their patented 56-volt arc lithium battery delivers top-notch torque and fits all 90-plus Ego tools. Power through yard work and tailgates with the same battery. Plus, enjoy Ego innovations like the first full-flat lawnmower and weatherproof equipment. Discover more at EgoPowerPlus.com.
We are back. It is time for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, a Friday tradition here on the Gym Class. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway at First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. And we thank everybody over there for all the help and all the support here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. We'll ask four of our listeners after we are done. And if you have not played in the last 4 weeks, a chance to call, hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. And if your picker has the best week, you get a $30 gift card. It is that simple. Very simple, isn't it, Mark?
It is, very much so. I'd like to welcome in Spencer and Dave.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Wrong mic,
I'm
Scott.
I'm being silenced.
No, it was me. I don't know why. Because Ironside sits there.
This mic is not in the best condition. Needs an upgrade. So,
now we're good.
We're fine.
We're fine.
Yeah.
We're good. Hi, Dave.
Hi, guys.
Is Jamie going to the game?
I don't know for sure. I think she's thinking about it.
All right. That's good luck if she goes.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, Dave won for the second straight week last week, and he will lead off. Two games to choose from. We're getting a little creative with some prop bets on the list of six picks today. The first pick is the game outright, Buffalo at Kansas City. If it's moved up to 2.5, good. We're going to pick it at Kansas City. -1.5, Dave.
The Chiefs have appeared in 7 straight AFC championship games, including 3 Super Bowl wins. Kansas City is trying to be the first team in NFL history to win 3 straight Vince Lombardi trophies. But first, we must consider these 2 quarterbacks have met 8 times, and they are even at 4 wins each. The Bills have scored more points and gained more yards. Josh Allen has more touchdowns and fewer turnovers than Patrick Mahomes in the head-to-head meetings. The Kansas City offense has been subpar this year. The Bills have been the better offense this season, averaging nearly 31 points a game, to the Chiefs averaging less than 23 points. The Bills are the better overall team, and Allen has risen to the moment against Mahomes. It's Allen's time to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. Give me Buffalo and the points to cover. Sorry, Jamie.
All right, Spencer.
I'm surprised Scott didn't just turn the phone off on now on Dave after that one. Gosh, a little tense in here. Look, I'm going to make it very clear. I'm fully on the Bills bandwagon. I really, really want Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills to not only win this week, but I would prefer they win the Super Bowl. That being said, I said it from week 1 of the NFL season. You can't bet against the Chiefs, so I'm taking the Chiefs in this context for the pick 6.
Scott.
Here's a shocker.
He's going Buffalo.
No, I can't do that. They may win. I think it's going to be a heck of a game. I really do. And it is not going to surprise me one bit if the Buffalo Bills win this thing. They might be due. I don't know. Patrick been great in the playoffs, doesn't turn it over in the playoffs. I do think they need to get a running game going, and that scares me a little bit with Milano back in the middle for Buffalo. So I have to take my Chiefs, but yeah, Matt and Fairfax, I'm nervous too.
One of the things that stood out to me, and Dave referenced it, is the lack of turnovers that Buffalo, and in particular Josh Allen, have committed this year. It's a pretty remarkable number. And, Allen is experienced. He's been in this situation before, as have many of the Bills. I think it's Buffalo's time. I'll take the Bills. Game or selection 2 is this game, and the total, it is set at 47.5. So we're asking over or under, Spencer?
I'm gonna go with the under. I feel like it's gonna be a lower scoring game. I have nothing more than that. I just feel like it's going to be lower than 47.5. So give me the under.
Scott.
I am shoving all of the chips to the middle of the table here. I think the higher the score in this game, the more it favors the Buffalo Bills. Pick the Chiefs. With that being said, I'm going to have to go with the under. So I will go under 47.5.
I think it's going to be a shootout. I'll take the over. Dave.
This is not an explosive Kansas City offense. They only managed 5 yards per play during the regular season and had only 4.2 yards per play last week against Houston. I think points here will come on long scoring drives like we saw earlier in the season. I'm going to take the under as well.
An over island.
Over Island, what does that look like?
I don't know what Over Island looks like.
It's turnovers, kind of, like the pastry? I don't know.
Yeah.
It scares me.
Selection 3, an interesting one, Scott. You lead off. Josh Allen, total passing yards, and the number is 224.5 over or under.
I like the fact Jalen Watson is back for the Chiefs. That is that's a big get. And if the Chiefs are going to win, Josh Allen can't go crazy, at least in the air. So I'm going to go under 224.5. Not by much, but under.
It only takes one explosive player or two. I'm going to go the over here with Josh Allen. Dave.
I like Josh Allen here for the over as well. The Bills' game plan is to be aggressive, put it on Superman's back, and turn him loose in Arrowhead.
Spencer.
I will go with the under as well. Allen has not thrown the ball over that total very much. He had a pretty good game against the Broncos, but you look back at the game history, he's been largely under that total. Last week, just 127 yards against Baltimore. So I'm going to say the trend continues, and he goes under.
All right. Selection four is the earlier game on Sunday. That is the division rivalry game between Washington and Philadelphia. The Eagles favored by 6.5, and I am up first. We talked a little bit about Hurts' health situation. I'm kind of discounting that. The team split during the season. The fact that Philadelphia is at home, it has the number one defense in terms of yards allowed. Jaden Daniels has been terrific, but I think the Eagles' defense is superior here, and Washington's defense is 30th in the league against the rush, hence Saquon Barkley. So I will take Philadelphia and give up the points. Dave.
The Commanders are coming into this game on a 7-game winning streak and a dominant road win against an impressive Lions team. Jaden Daniels is certainly one of the best rookie quarterbacks to ever play in the NFL. How can you not like Daniels to keep this game close and even with a chance to win with him under center? Washington is 6-3, both straight up and against the spread under Dan Quinn. The Eagles are 4-8 against the spread in January under Nick Sirianni. And they're 3-4 against the spread in playoff games. The Eagles are 8-10 against the spread facing teams with a winning percentage above 60%. Give me Washington and the points to cover.
Spencer.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. I've seen quite a few people that are like, nah, Eagles are the better team. They're going to roll through them, and they certainly have the better defense and running game, too. But you can't deny what Jaden Daniels has done. This Commanders team playing with a lot of confidence. I'm going to take a chance on the Commanders at least keeping this close. I think the Eagles ultimately will win the game, but I'll take a chance on Washington and the 6.5.
Scott.
I really don't know why I'm leaning this way. I'm with you. I don't think the Hurts injury is going to be a huge deal in this equation. Usually when divisional teams get together like this, they know each other so well that it's a close game. But I don't know. Something about the fact that I think Saquon Barkley is going to be running all over the place on that Washington defense. That sticks in my head, so I'm going to take Philadelphia and throw the 6.5.
All right, selection five, and Dave, you're back on the leadoff position. This game, we're talking about total points scored. The number is set at the same as the Buffalo-Kansas City game, 47.5. So we need an over or under on this game.
With Saquon Barkley and Jaden Daniels on the same field in the same game, how can you bet under on this game? Give me the over.
Answer.
Yeah, I had a tough time picking both these over-unders. I'm like, well, one's going to go over, one's going to go under. I think I picked the right one to go over. I'm going to take the over on this one. I think it's a pretty high-scoring affair between these two teams.
Scott.
I think it's going to be big plays, big plays, big plays, palooza in this one. So I'm going to go over as well. So Mark can be on over island and under island if you choose.
This is a 24-23 game, so I'm taking the under.
Ah, there it is. So all if right. you hit both of those, you are golden this week.
Golden lucky. Spencer with the last pick and the tiebreaker. All right, Saquon Barkley, 129.5 rushing yards, over or under. And the tiebreaker is the total points scored in both of these games on Sunday combined.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a few national analysts out there say, oh, the under is the proper play here. I worry about him breaking off a big 75-yard touchdown run, and then you're in peril right away. So I'm going to lean to the over. I feel like a 129.5 might be a pretty big number for that, but it's Saquon, and I'll take the over there. Total points, I'm going to set the bar at, and I'm waiting to get prices righted here with it in the next few minutes, but I'll go 95 total points between the two games.
Let's see, 47.5 plus 47.5. Yeah. Good job, Spencer.
That's good.
I can do math. I passed basic math.
All right, Scott.
I like Barkley to break off a big run in this one, so I am also going to take the over. I think he's going to have a big day. Big, big day. Let's go with Highway 101 for the points.
All right. I want to be contrary, but I have to believe over is the play here as well, based on Washington's season-long defensive performance against the rush. And the number, I will go 97.
Oh,
not quite. Dave.
Saquon Barkley showed off his game-changing skills last week, like he has since being with the Eagles. No reason to think that will change. I'll take the over. Sorry, Spencer, I got 94 written down.
Come on.
Dave is the king of the tiebreakers.
I knew it would happen. So.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the football, and we'll talk next week.
You guys as well, and good luck with your picks.
All right. Need four contestants right now at 319-366-1600. If you have been a contestant over the last four-week period, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. Again, 319-366-1600. Hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators, and if your picker has the best week, you get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. And Spencer on Sports is next from 4 until 6. What do we got? A lot of football?
Yeah, we got football talk. I got a few more picks. We're going to talk some college hoops because you got Iowa tonight, Iowa State tomorrow, and might squeeze in a little wrestling, too. We got Iowa, Ohio State tomorrow, too. So try to work it all in the next 2 hours.
You will do it.
Yep.
I am confident in that. All right, Mark, we'll talk about the football games and the basketball games when we get together again on Monday.
Sounds great. Talk then, guys.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half.